Hello there, I'm Laura Young. The following audio addresses procrastination. As with many obstacles that get in the way of manifesting the life you want, there are many reasons for procrastination. For the sake of our time here, I address an often hidden aspect of procrastination and why it's such a problem to eradicate it. One of the reasons it's so difficult to eradicate is due to the fact that this behavior pattern gets started and entrenched before the age of reason, and so it slips into the unconscious. Conscious willing will not budge it. What is in the unconscious has to be examined and brought up to the light of day to be released or to align it with what you say consciously that you really want to manifest. So listen up and allow me to help you eliminate this obstacle, this cause of discouragement, procrastination in everyday life that may have started before the age of 7. More steps on how to free up from procrastination are found in part 2 of my series, Manifest an Incredible Life. Good listening and good luck. Many blessings.
What is possible for you? What are you looking for in life? Is something holding you back? Want to change it? Welcome to Life Resource Center Solutions with your host, Laura B. Young. Discover how to overcome the obstacles that are keeping you from living the life that you want. Now, here's your host, Laura B. Young.
Good morning. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. I hope you're all doing well today. The sun is out where I am, and it's very, very enjoyable. I'm continuing today to deal with obstacles to manifestation, and today, an old nemesis of many of us, procrastination. Later, I will be going into fear of success, fear of God, fear of passion. A lot of the things that get in the way of us manifesting fully the life that we want, the life that we say we want. On the side of full disclosure, procrastination is one of my problems as well. I put off getting this segment together for weeks. I did this even though I wanted very badly to share with you what I've gleaned over the years, like personally and professionally, as to where I believe it starts and how it's rooted in us and where we have to go to start changing it. First, I want to give you some information so you'll have a better understanding of why you do what you do. I hope to also have some time to give you some tools to use in acquiring mastery over the problem. When the time comes to write an article to prepare for a presentation, it goes more or less like this. I have anxiety, it may not be good enough, or I may not be able to get my thoughts together well enough in a cohesive manner that will be helpful to those who read or those who hear. I have an urgency within to do something, and then that anxiety usually mounts into anxiety to do something to modify the anxiety. So some of the following would be a natural sequence of events for me. See if you find yourself in this list. I go put in a watch. I pick up and read an old magazine article. I make a telephone call. A healthier thing I may do would be go for a walk, take a 3x5 card with a pencil to jot ideas. I go to the refrigerator. Oh, yeah, you know that one, the refrigerator, especially the refrigerator, as eating is an old dependable de-stressor. By this time, I look around me, and it's too late for today. I've used up most of my available time. I'll tell myself I'll start fresh tomorrow without fail. Okay, which tomorrow? Does any of what I mention resonate with you? If you're wanting to manifest something in your life, you have to get intention to make the change around the things that are not working. Well, what I just mentioned that I typically do or often do is not around intention at all. It's really kind of muddies up the waters about what I would receive. Perhaps more anxiety. The habit we feed, if that's the, or whatever else it is that we feed, is what grows and becomes stronger. So instead of courage and passion, we become more anxious when we're up against change or up against habits that seem to have a hold on us. When we procrastinate, we put our hopes and our dreams and our yearnings on hold. We put things off under the illusion that we will have more time to do what we need to do at a later time, someday. We deny our fears, what's really going on, why we're procrastinating, and we postpone action and cover ourselves up with layers of excuses, kind of like, you know, the onion. We deny that the biggest obstacle holding us back is us. It is us. So how can we lick the old devil called procrastination that allows us to squander precious minutes, hours, even days? Delaying what we need to do feeds our fears. The old proverb says, the habit that becomes prevalent in one's life is the one we feed. Where we focus our attention grows stronger and will manifest. So if procrastination is your nemesis, recognize how this undesirable trait began by reviewing your life, the story of your life and procrastination, and how the habit of it shows up. Has it littered your path with false starts, broken promises, or possibly weakened your resolve? Have there been missed opportunities as well as the feeling of guilt over lost time? Do you feel stuck and not know where to start? So if you don't change this trajectory of your starts and stops, nothing really will be manifested in your life differently than what is manifesting now. Have you lost faith in your ability to follow through? Have you ever wondered how procrastination got started? Although most parents do the best they can for their children, they raise their children greatly influenced by the way they were brought up. And so with every generation, parents have to adjust to changes inherent in raising a child in a new generation. Due to fear and a desire to protect children and do the right things the right way, parents are often unaware of how their behavior impacts their children. Their beliefs, their rules, their fears, their limits are projected and produces a boxed-up way of life. It's often referred to these days as fear-based parenting. We are like sponges, absorbing everything without judgment to decide what is right. In addition to this, what's passed down by churches and schools often require that teachings be accepted without question as if it were the gospel. So a child's natural curiosity, creativity, and freedom is suppressed. To escape these small boxes, rules, and beliefs, children claim a little bit of freedom by delay. Small personal victories are won, and momentary freedoms are claimed through these delays. They say, in a minute, okay, just a minute, later. And then later in life, have you heard yourself say, in the new year? So these tactics become entrenched in our unconscious as automatic habits, responses to life's requests upon us. It may give us momentary freedom from the demands placed on us, but such habits sabotage our potential for authentic freedom. The early pattern of experiencing a reward in the delay is our way of trying to assert some control over our environment. So once we identify and eradicate the basic pattern, other fears and attachments organically lose their power. So look at it. The beginning is when we first try to assert a little bit of freedom over a situation where we felt boxed in. We used these delaying tactics. It felt like a little bit of a prize, a little bit of freedom, a little bit of control. Just a minute, in a minute, in the new year, as we get older. Be back after the break.
Tuned in to Life Resource Center Solutions at liferesourcecenter.net. Now, back to our program.
We're talking about procrastination and how it starts in early childhood when we feel boxed in and sometimes take a step just to get a few moments of freedom that feels like freedom to us. We have small personal victories, but we do not understand at that early age the consequences of developing such a pattern of delay. It gives us momentary freedom, but this particular pattern sabotages potential for authentic freedom. The early pattern of reward in delay lays a foundation enabling other fears to attach at a later time. When we identify and eradicate the basic pattern where it started, sometimes the other fears will dissolve, lose their power organically. Some of these other fears would be fear of success, which I'll be addressing later, fear of freedom, fear of change. All of these, no doubt, play, not all of them, but some of them affect us. In addition to that, there's this perfectionism thing, and a fear of responsibility, not understanding what responsibility really is. Fear of criticism and judgment from the outside, particularly when we're little and we're establishing such a pattern when we don't have the resources to examine, to question, because sometimes they're established before age of reason. So how do you break the habit of procrastination? The first piece is to have an intention to do it. And remember, a good beginning is half the work, says an old Irish proverb, because there's a lot of uneasiness in beginning. We're stepping out of our comfort zone. We don't know that there are no guarantees. So a new beginning is indeed a bit of a time when we have to bite the bullet and get over that threshold. As you begin to risk, sometimes we go into what the Greeks referred to as kairos time, a propitious moment. Every moment you begin a change in order to manifest more of what you want in life is a special moment. Show up for your life and use the moment to recognize and resurrect your personal courage to stop putting off what you want. You do not have to jump off the cliff. Changes usually occur in small bite-sized pieces. In my book, The Nature of Change, I use the example of a baby walking, learning to walk, as a metaphor for any change we make in life, a process. So don't get overwhelmed with the big picture. Give yourself permission to take small size steps that fit, maybe push a little. It needs to have a little discomfort or you've already done it. You know, it needs, as you push and enlarge your frame of reference in life, you have to have a little discomfort, the challenge of moving into a bigger place to be able to see things from a broader view. But take a small step. Take one daily action that you can do right now. Do that thing. Recognize your effort and be good to yourself. The intention is a very powerful place with any change. It's like the intention to sit down. You don't try and sit down or wish you could sit down. You intend to sit down, or you intend to graduate from high school, or you intend to graduate from college. It's a different energy than maybe, or I wish I could. And you've had that experience many times in life. You just, if you don't feel it now, you have it within you. Go back inside and find that place where you had it, even if it was over a very small issue. Grab the feeling and really let it surf over you, and especially into your heart. You know, we tend to set the bar too high, get overwhelmed. Like, I want to lose 30 pounds. It seems too much to tackle. But if you break it down into manageable steps, you can look at it as a smaller weekly process. Remember, changing one habit may be the foundation of many more changes. One shift is rarely one shift. I had a client say to me this week, you know, you were right. One change is rarely one change. I had pushed her and pushed her, wrote a Rooter style to start an exercise program to reconnect with her body that she had disowned because of illness. She started last month. Her eyes are brighter. She's moving a little smoother. Now she has an opening for her something else. She was amazed. She was able to connect the dots that it was getting her ready to move into, in her case, her writing, I believe, or her art, her writing and art, maybe. So how do you recover from procrastination? For one thing, it's get still and breathe, relax, and journal. Review the fears that I mentioned earlier. Review your life and see if you didn't have some boxes you might have been trying to break out of with some rebellion of momentary freedom. Examine that. Be brutally frank. Journaling is perfect for this, because you take it out of the vapors and you make sense out of it. Don't cross your T's or dot your I's. Just write and let yourself know what's inside. So review your life story as it relates to procrastination. It's your story. It may be similar to mine, but it's your story. Be kind to yourself. Then go and examine your life. Examine the missed opportunities. Examine the loss of self-esteem when you didn't follow through with something you promised or to others or to yourself, especially yourself. Were these opportunities or loss of self-esteem due to procrastination? Envision your life without this problem. Now, know without this problem, it's going to open up a whole new pathway, a new way of life. Progress it ahead and see what you do, whether you change this or not. How will it be 5 years from now, 10 years from now? What do you see yourself doing differently? And who is, you know, it might be you're not supported when you do things differently. There's a strong urge to keep us loyal to the tribe, to the family. So don't expect. Be great if you get it, but don't expect. What will you miss? Believe me, there's gain in this. So what will you miss? What will you love? What will you start today? One small step is never one small step. So begin and risk and jump into the Kairos time. This is your time. And this is spring, a new beginning again. Also, look at everything bursting forth that was dormant all winter. Look at the possibilities around you. Envision your life without this problem. What do you see yourself doing differently? What will you miss? And you will miss something. What will you love? What will you start today? A good beginning is half the work. So remember, there are risks in life one cannot afford not to take. There are risks in life one cannot afford not to take.
Hello again, this is Laura Young. I hope you found the audio about procrastination helpful. If you find that you still have some unanswered questions, part two of my series, Manifesting an Incredible Life, goes in depth regarding five limiting beliefs that sabotage us on our way to manifesting the life we truly want and truly deserve. One of the five limiting beliefs is procrastination. You will find ways there of how to access the unconscious, how to access what is hidden, how to bring it up to the clear light of day. And once you are aware of what you are holding in your unconscious, using my strategies, my techniques, my exercises, you will learn how to release what is holding you back. May I suggest that you go to laurabyoung.com/manifest. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your interest, and good luck on your journey.